song like words. But when we sing it with understanding, each word you say grows in your heart about the greatness of God. Hallelujah. Come on, how many of you recognize? Hallelujah. You are serving a mighty God. No, you don't shout like I say, you are serving. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I said, bless the Lord. I am just giving him room to rain on you because he's raining on me. As I'm walking back and forth, eh? I just heard something. That's what I love about these services, because they're not programmed. They happen by the Holy Ghost. I said, now we sang that song just like words. As if you sing it with understanding, with every word you order, or your utter, his greatness grows in your heart. Yes. And I asked you, how many of you know that your God is great? And you shout it. And he said something to me. He's telling me to teach you something. I don't even know that I know what he's asking me to teach you. He said, that is what the song of the redeemed is. That he snatched you from darkness. He opened your eyes. And the God that is in the third heavens comes alive in your heart now. Hey, and all of a sudden you have a shout. Because you know what you are singing. Hey! All of a sudden he fills your windshield. And you know he's bigger than your bills. He's bigger than your sickness. He's bigger than anything. Ooh. I'm about to run around the room. Hallelujah! From what I just said to you, from today you can walk around and see believers and know who still has the song of the redeemed and those who their song has been snatched. If you are still glad that he saved you, your song. Come on. Now watch. A man came here several years ago and preached a message. And I mean, we received the message, but we didn't understand the message. The man preached, wherever the focus goes, the glory goes. And as I was exhorting you and we are praising and shouting to the Lord, he said to me, Satan's game is to change your focus. He keeps handing you problems. So even while you are at church singing, you are still thinking. And when he breaks your focus, then all of a sudden you start running dry. But when you keep your salvation as your greatest miracle, your greatest blessing. Yeah, you know, hear what I'm telling you. Not what you're believing God for. You've already received the greatest miracle, the salvation of your soul. That's when you never lose your shout. Come on. If you're still glad that he redeemed you, shout. The Bible says that the redeemed of the Lord shall return. Hallelujah. Woo, I feel it preach in that place. Are you hearing? He said, the redeemed of the Lord shall return. Watch now. They were in captivity. But those who still remember that they were sons of Abraham, those that are redeemed, he said, you're the ones going back. If you are redeemed this morning, there's nothing the devil is doing that can hold you. You are coming back. Hey. Woo. This is your comeback. Shout. Hey, I'm coming back. I'm regaining everything I lost. He says, not only will you come back, but you come back with singing. You come back with a shout. Woo! Yeah! Yeah! Hey! Glory! You don't know the scripture I just quoted by the Holy Ghost. He said, therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. An everlasting joy shall be on their head. Come on. Have you ever wondered what he said? He said, everlasting joy shall be on their head. I thought it should have been, should be on their heart. He said, no, you're going to see the radiance of the glory on their forehead. I'm looking for light in your forehead. Hallelujah. That's how I know you got your shout still. That's a shine. Hallelujah. I saw somebody standing over there and looking like a fish out of water. Then Satan has carried you somewhere else. Because what I'm saying should have sparked some fire in your gut. You won't be looking around. You will get your own shout. I am redeemed and I am on my comeback. Hey, it don't matter. You know, some of you don't understand where you are. You think that resurrection is a church. It's not a church on the corner. This is a supernatural glory. Move. Very rare on the earth. What is God showing you? It don't matter where Satan has drugged you this week. As soon as you walk through this door and I open my mouth, resurrection comes and snatches you back. Woo! I say, you're on your comeback now. You know, when you don't understand, you're waiting on somebody to lay hands on you or to pray for you. But I told you, your deliverance is in my mouth. Your freedom is in my mouth. Your miracle is in my mouth. As it's coming with power. It's coming with force. I'm telling you, you are on your comeback now. It don't matter what the devil got done. You're on your way back. I'm calling you back. I'm decreeing you back. I'm freeing you now. Hallelujah. Even when you are sleeping, we are on the altar waiting on God. So as soon as I open my mouth, everything he put in me comes like a river. And all the devils take flight. Do you know how many devils I just ran away from this room? Right now. This morning. I say you are on your way back. I came here at 1:15 a.m. I left at 7:48. That is what is talking to you. Amen. It's not brains. It's fire in my spirit. And when it kicks in, like it hadn't kicked in. But when it kicks in, really, you will know. Hallelujah. He said, the redeemed shall return. You're on your way back. It don't matter what Satan accomplished this week. I have released him from his assignment. You are on your way back. You better shout like it. I said, you are on your way back. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. We are not tolerating any devils in the room. Fire on every devil. Fire on every demon. Fire on every situation that won't let you worship. Fire! Jesus' name. Come on. You put that scripture up, put it up again. Let me read it. He said, therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return. Hallelujah. Where are they holding you captive? I brought a word from the throne. You are coming back. I know we have English majors in the house and people that know grammar better than me. But there's one little thing I learned. The shall is the strongest. He said that's the strongest verb in the English language. In other words, God says, this will happen no matter what the devil is doing. This will happen. You don't understand. This will happen. It don't matter what you messed up. This will happen. The redeemed. Are you redeemed? I say, are you redeemed? You shall return. I came here for breakthroughs and miracles. I didn't come to have a church service. I came for breakthroughs, for miracles, for signs, and for wonders. If you're going slow, get out of the way. Let them pass you. Hallelujah. Come on, follow me carefully. You say what I'm saying. Father, we appreciate you this morning. That by your power, you have recovered everything the enemy has stolen from me. I thank you that my joy is back and is on my forehead. Hallelujah. The angels will mark me and celebrate my breakthrough. I declare every mountain moved, every valley exalted, every rough place I declare it made plain. In the name of the Father, Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you believe on your way back, come on, high five at least 2-3 people before you sit down. But as you're high fiving them, declare it, I'm on my way back. This is my comeback service. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Beloved, it's such an exciting day in the Lord. Doesn't matter what the weather is. Outside, it doesn't matter whether the sun is shining or is raining, but in this realm of glory, what an exciting morning. The producers decided to start the week with this explosive, exciting, prophetic moment in one of our recent Sunday services, where the word of the Lord popped out of my spirit. And that text is found in Isaiah 51, verse 11. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return. The redeemed shall return and come with singing unto Zion. He personalized it for Israel. An everlasting joy shall be upon their head. The Holy Spirit lifted it and said, it doesn't matter where life has incarcerated you. It doesn't matter where Satan is holding you captive. Hallelujah. You, under this glory, under this grace, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, you are on your way back. You are coming back. You are returning. You are coming out of it by the power of the Holy Ghost. Ah, this will be an exciting week. We have so much to learn. One of the things you will discover before this week ends that I have latched onto personally, that no matter what you see, don't look at it. Go to the word. Find the word that fits it. And then look at that problem through the word. And then you will have it lit. Let me say it again. The Holy Spirit said to say it again. No matter what is facing you, no matter the problem before you, no matter the challenge you are dealing with, stop before you focus on it, before you look at it. Find the word of the Lord that deals with it. And now look at that thing through the word. The light of God's glory will pierce through the darkness. Faith will rush in and drive the discouragement away and drive that mess away. And you will be on your way back. Hallelujah. Receive the prophetic word. Receive the anointed word. Don't wait for someone to lay hands on you. Don't even wait to call the prayer line. Receive it now. In Jesus' name. You're on your way back. You are the comeback kid by the Holy Ghost. You are being resurrected now. In Jesus' name. We celebrate your victory. That's our victory.
That is a God-given breakthrough, and we are not letting it go. Hallelujah. So the redeemed shall return. Are you redeemed? You're on your way back. Israel was in captivity for 70 years, but the word of the Lord said they are coming back. Yes, they came back. The word of the Lord said, you are coming back. Would you come back? It all depends on your faith. Hallelujah. He said, they will come with singing unto Zion. That's, I keep teaching people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Sing a song. Sing to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You have to win this thing this year. This thing cannot drag on another year. You have to win it now. Use the tools the Holy Spirit has given to us. And you will make a mincemeat out of these demons that have been harassing you. He says, and they come with singing unto Zion an everlasting joy. Not some temporary happiness. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. I said, come on. Joy is usually in the heart. But when the radiance of what's in the heart reaches your head and your forehead and your face, we know you're a man with a breakthrough. But when we look at you and darkness is on your forehead, you're a man in a struggle. You are on your way back. Amen. And sorrow and mourning. Okay, he says that they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I'm way past time. But God bless you. We're starting the week with a bang, and we rejoice for all the breakthroughs that will come out from this broadcast all through the city. Call us and let us know. Write us and give you a testimony. God will bless you. Put your seed in the ground and connect with resurrection. Glory will come to your house. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Praise God.